FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel struck a Hamas leadership meeting today in Qatar, a key U.S. ally. CBS's Remy Innocencio has details from the IDF.
The operation, they say, involved 15 fighter jets that took part in the attack, 10 munitions that targeted within a few seconds, and they say that only one target was attacked.
The White House says it was notified by the U.S. military of the strike, and President Trump called Qatar's emir. The country's a mediator in the Gaza ceasefire talks. Analyst Stephen Zunis.
This may mean that Hamas will just totally give up on negotiating a ceasefire, but that indeed may have been the Israeli motivation in the first place.
U.S. job growth was significantly weaker over several months, according to revised figures. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on how Wall Street reads that.
They're very much going to look at this and say, yeah, we need to have an interest rate cut. This slowing growth has been happening for quite some time.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The first human case of West Nile virus has been reported in Wood County this year. Local health officials warn that you still need to continue protecting yourself against mosquito bites as we're entering the fall season. While 80% of people who are infected with West Nile virus don't get sick, those who do experience mild symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle ache, rash, and fatigue. Less than 1% can get seriously ill. Older adults and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of developing serious illness that could be fatal. West Nile virus is most common in Wisconsin during the months of August and September. United Way's Day of Caring happens in October. In 2024, 462 volunteers raked 88 yards for elderly and disabled community members. United Way is looking for volunteers to help with fall leaf raking. You'll need to register online by October 24th. Free t-shirts will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for volunteers who register early. If you're under 18, you must have a parent or guardian complete a waiver form. Now, this event is intended for low or fixed income elderly and or disabled residents who truly need the help to clean up their yards. If you need this assistance, be sure to register with the United Way by October 10th. You can call them at 715-421-0390 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You will need to provide volunteers with paper leaf bags and or instructions for leaf disposal in accordance with your municipal rules. Please also make sure that any pet waste and trash is removed from your yard before the event on October 25th. You can find out more and volunteer at uwswac.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Helman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You got two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter who drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Their starting pitcher, he was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s and a breezy south wind. The chance of showers sprinkling in here this evening. We could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight. But tomorrow, we stay with sunshine and highs right back to the mid-70s. Behind that, for the weekend, 80s take over. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans. Just a bit outside, director Sean Hannish joins with big news and the Green Bay Film Festival's Nick Watier. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be in Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along at the world headquarters of Civic Media on State Street at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Overcast sky, some high clouds. We have time to take a little look at the Sam Davidson street cam, Mr. Zommers. Look at that there. People traversing the street, going up State Street right now. Got a little jacket weather. Look, a yellow cab. You don't see those many times very often anymore. A yellow cab making its way on Fairchild there. You see the lovely Overture Center on the right-hand side of the screen there. Leaves, you could just tell. Here on State Street, a hint of yellow. Just a hint in some of those, like they're box elder trees or something like that. But a beautiful day here in Madison, University of Wisconsin, Madison, of course, as well. Great day to get out. All across the state of Wisconsin, Brittany Merlot and our weather team says maybe a chance of rain Friday and Saturday in some parts of the state. But all in all, pretty seasonal, great time to get outside and enjoy the weather. Great to have you along. Big hour this hour at the bottom, just after the farm news of Pam Yonke. Friends of the program, Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, the producer and director and producer, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Great film released last year at Marcus Theaters, and then it's been streaming on Roku and Amazon Prime, I believe Apple Plus TV as well. And now tonight, because a lot of people have told me, not a lot, some people have told me, well, I don't have any of those things. It's too much work. Well, guess what? Most people have a television and rabbit ears or basic cable. And tonight is your night, if you haven't seen it, to see Just a Bit Outside for free after the Brewers game. Going to talk with Sean and Kelly and tell you how at the bottom of this hour. Don't forget the Brewers over the radio tonight. Great. You could watch on the TV, turn the volume down, and listen to the crew on the radio. You could do so on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network starting at 6:30 with a pregame show. First pitch just after 7 o'clock from Arlington, outside of Dallas. The Rangers hosting the crew. Rangers, as Clemens said during the break there, Rangers beat the crew 5-0 last night. You can hear the game, though, tonight on RCE in Richland Center, on WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and now on WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Also going to do a What's Worse for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, if you would indulge me, and I don't do this too often, I don't think, but one of the great privileges of having a radio program like this is you're able to pay tribute to people that you respect, that you love, and that you know. And if you would allow me just a couple of moments to tell you about my friend Linda Gentis and give my condolences to her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, and her friends and her family. Linda passed away, Linda Gentis, in Richland Center over this past weekend and has now been made public after a brief illness. And for those that have listened and watched this program over the last almost 3 years, you've heard me talk about her. She's been on the program. She was very active. She was a member of the county board up until recently, and she was integral to the University of Wisconsin Richland campus. And no one fought harder to keep that campus open than Linda Gentis. I first got to know her in the late 80s, 1988, when I was a freshman at UW Richland, fall. She ran the Central American Scholarship Program locally at the campus. And she was in charge of welcoming the students from all over Central America, usually about 16 students every year. And she would welcome them. She would be the liaison to help find local host families for the students, of which our family was one. And then she would help them get registered for classes. She would kind of be their counselor because they came here, most of these students, with little or no English. And so you could imagine how difficult it was to integrate into families, as well as being taught college-level classes, and the professors, most of them were not fluent or knew little of any Spanish, so they were being taught at the same pace as native English speakers, and they had to survive. And no one did a better job of mentoring, of counseling, and changing lives, including my own, than Linda Gentis. If it had not been for her commitment to this program, I would never have met my friends from Central America, the person who ended up being the mother of my godsons. I would not have my godsons. Some of my closest friends, people who are family to me. And it was all due to Linda Gentis taking the bull by the horns and saying, I will make this program succeed. I will oversee it. And yes, former the late, great Dr. Tom Oates was the dean who helped bring this program here. It was administered through Georgetown. Former Republican U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, you've heard me talk about it before, Bob Caston was one of the authors in Congress in a bipartisan way that helped fund this program, that brought these kids from poor families in Central America who were brilliant students and brought them to the U.S. in a full ride for 2 years to learn either business or computer science with the requirement that they return home to their families for at least 2 years in Central America. And you can imagine growing up in a town of 5,000 people in Southwest Wisconsin, predominantly white at the time, still is, I guess, predominantly white, to bring in folks from Central America was life-changing. And I think that anybody who was a part of this program in my hometown or other places, it was other places in Wisconsin as well, other two-year campuses, Rice Lake, for instance, Marathon, Wausau, Fox Valley, that we as Wisconsinites learned more from them than I think that they ever did from us. And it would have never happened without people like Linda Gentis, and it would have never happened at Richland County without Linda Gentis. And her passing this weekend, rather unexpectedly after a brief illness, is sad to me. And it breaks my heart, for especially for her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, another great guy, another great person. But her legacy, what she is going to be remembered for in my mind, is all of the lives, including my own, that were made better because of Linda Gentis and her work. And at the end of the day, what better legacy can any of us have than knowing that we change people's lives for the good and for the better. And it's incumbent upon each of us, I feel, to continue that legacy and pass that along. My heart goes out to my friend Linda Gentis and her family and her husband. Linda Gentis was 76 years old. It's 15 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. This from WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Marquette is mourning, Marquette University, mourning the loss of two of its student athletes who were killed in a crash on Friday evening. The university says 20-year-old Noah Snyder and 19-year-old Scott Machaud died, and two other teammates were hurt. Milwaukee police arrested a 41-year-old driver of the other vehicle in the crash. A Milwaukee police search warrant obtained by 12 News investigates late on Monday shows the woman admitted to drinking two, quote, steel reserves, unquote, a type of malt liquor before the crash. Jail records and the search warrant show police referred a charge while operating while intoxicated, causing death. As of today, the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office has not charged the woman, who was booked into the Milwaukee County Jail on Sunday. WISN Channel 12 News is not naming her. The search warrant states that the woman was driving a Ford Ranger north on 27th Street near St. Paul Avenue at the time of the crash. Six others were in a silver Jeep Grand Cherokee, according to the search warrant, at the same intersection where the two collided. Snyder and Machaud were both passengers in the car. The search warrant states that the woman, quote, had slurred speech and the odor of intoxicants were emanating from her breath, and later admitted to consuming alcohol prior to the collision, unquote. Police also performed a field sobriety test, which, quote, was positive signs of impairment were observed, unquote. The Marquette president that has opened a panel on education Monday afternoon by addressing the crash, saying, quote, you kind of work your way through it, but you don't expect it to happen, especially when they're so young. He said, the most important thing for us right now is to learn and lean into our Catholic Jesuit traditions to be present for our students to help them through the healing process. Most folks know no bigger Cardinal and White Badger fan than me, but today I offer my deep condolences, my thoughts, my prayers, my heartfelt wishes for the entire Marquette University community and all of the students and families who lost two young men, Noah Snyder and Scott Machaud, who had their whole life ahead of them, who were members of Marquette University lacrosse team. And seemingly through no fault of their own, because seemingly, allegedly, a drunk driver decided to get behind the wheel and ruin two young men's lives. It is a sad and unfortunate but good reminder to all of us to think before we get behind the wheel of a vehicle. If you feel buzzed, if you've been doing things other than drinking, all of that can lead to limited ability to drive safely. And when you read stories like this, all it takes is one mistake behind the wheel to affect other people's lives forever. A sad but good reminder to all of us. So I apologize if you started the hour off on a couple of less than upbeat stories, but I think it's really important to take the time to think about these things and remember them as well. We're going to come up here. Got to do a little business, as they say. Going to turn the page, come back. We'll do a quick rendition of our What's Worse today. I'll give you a hint. It involves toast. And who doesn't like toast? I do. Particularly with strawberry and rhubarb jam. So we'll come back, talk about toast, wheat toast, or white toast. And then stick around, because at the bottom of the hour, Our old friends of the program, Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, are going to be along and talk about their great film, Just a Bit Outside, and the Brew Crew. What was it like at the Euchre Celebration of Life, being the ones putting together the video content with all the celebrities and family there? We'll ask him that as well. Stick around. The All Ball Show continues for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes.
Welcome back to the Tom Hobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, September 9th. Going to talk baseball after the bottom of the hour. Brew Crew in action tonight down in Texas. You can hear the pregame show at 6:30. The first pitch just after 7 o'clock. You can watch it for free on many network stations across Wisconsin, and then stick around for Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Going to talk with Sean Hannish and Kelly Call about that after the bottom of the hour. But right now at 23 past, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes.
The choice is yours.
You can go with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing give away, no prize money involved. Is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports network stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, timely. Timely indeed, as our friend, well, we hope he's our, I'm going to see them tonight. Mike Lucas and Tom Oates as part of the Ideas Fest, which is part of the Capital Times there. This is the time of year where you wake up in the morning and you think to yourself, it's just, sometimes it's the smell of foods that get me, not just the taste. And for me, toast in the morning. So today, on a fall day, the category today is white toast or wheat toast. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? Now, Zomer says the song that you played is by Bread.
Yeah, it's Make It With You by the band Bread.
I did not know that. I was wondering where it was going. I wasn't quite sure. I didn't know if I should ask.
Normally the lyrics tie in, but this time it's the band.
Yeah, very good. Make It With You by Bread. Well, I mean, it's always fun to make toast together with other people. A toast party. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you could go to your iPhone or Android device. Go to your app store. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download, and it is free. The Civic Media app is what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it today. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Mount Horeb. Troy, our good listener, listening on WMDX in Madison. Troy, Mount Horeb. Troy, white toast or wheat toast? What's worse?
Good afternoon, Todd and Zomers. What's worse is white toast.
Any particular reason why?
White bread's just an awful thing, and it's got no value whatsoever.
None, you're saying? Wow.
One of my earliest memories, my grandma and I used to, so this is before, I was like three or four. My grandma and I used to eat breakfast together, and we'd eat toast with peanut butter on it and dip it in our coffee.
Oh, see, that's great. That's great memories, right, of toast?
Yeah. And she always had that, what is it,
Honey Nut Cheerios? Toast.
Wheat toast. Yeah. It's got like a orangish label.
All right, yeah.
So we used to eat that morning.
Sara Lee, maybe?
Maybe.
I know they have honey wheat.
Well, anyway.
Maybe.
You had the,
I'm
the
not
toast.
Sure, I forget.
Yeah. It's
if
a great memory.
If I saw it again, I'd know it, but yeah. So... I remember everything but the name of the bread. I remember it was honey wheat.
Right. Well, thanks, Troy. Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate listening, as always. Have a great day out there.
Have a great day.
Hey, you two out there at beautiful Mount Horeb. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Casper, one of our great engineers listening on MDX, says, I don't have a huge preference. What's worse than both of those things is waking up at 4 a.m. like I did this morning and having a faint smell of burnt toast. I thought I was having a stroke. What? Wow, be careful out there.
Says I'm that more is of a sign of a stroke,
really?
Feeling like you're smelling burnt toast. So,
gosh. Take
careful.
Care of yourself, Casper. He says I'm more of an English muffin kind of guy. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mary, out in Mount Horeb, listening on MDX, says, in case Zomers isn't familiar with the song, I would say white as wheat at least has some nutritional value.
Yeah, she sent us a song called Toast by Haywood Banks. Do you want to listen to a little bit?
Give me 10 seconds or 15 seconds, sure.
Is a live rendition.
All around the country and coast. People always saying, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like toast. I like that.
Toast!
What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? Matt, one of our great UPS drivers out there, Matt Milts, I should say, wheat is better as I think white has more sugar and no taste, though both are enriched, so we should not be... have too much of either. All right. Mike, brand new listener in Madison on WMDX. Thanks, Mike, for tuning us in here in Mad City. Mike says, I do both, but when you serve toast, it has to be brown or dark brown. Otherwise, it's just warm bread. There should be a fine for people who serve warm bread instead of toast.
I might be with you
now,
on that
there's
one.
Something to be said for that. You want it to be toasty. Heather and Eau Claire, WCFW on Facebook, says, I love bread. The band and the carbs, there really isn't a worse. Maybe a dry, plain white toast is worse, but I like it all. Zomers, what's worse?
white bread. I'm a big fan of the flavors of wheat bread, especially if you got seeds in there. I love that.
See, I don't like too many seeds, but I like here in Madison, a Clausen's, I think it's country or like French country cracked.
Good bread, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Although I will say there's a cause for like white bread for French toast or something like that. So anyway, I would say white is worse. All right, there's nothing worse about Kelly Cullen and Sean Hannish and their film Just a Bit Outside. We'll talk to them after this. Farm News is next with Pam Yonke. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Form of food preservation that was developed by a contest held by Napoleon. Heather Quackenboss is the Extension Human Development and Relationship Educator. She gives us a few tips and tricks that we need to know to ensure that our canned food is both delicious and safe.
So it's going to depend on what you're canning. Hot water bath is really well good for fruits, for high acid foods, peaches, jams. You can do pickles because that vinegar is that acid in there. Anything that's a basic food, you are going to want a pressure canner. Now, some folks are like, oh, I can just use my pressure cooker or, oh, my Instant Pot. And we can't do that. We need that canner rather than cooker if we're going to do something with pressure.
Heather Quackenboss, along with us, the Extension Human Development and Relationships Educator. She reminds us that if you have questions while canning, give your local Extension office a call or look online at the National Home Food Preservation website. Stick around. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
You spoke, and Kwas listened. The result is a forage harvester that can devour crops faster than you ever thought possible. Introducing the new Kwas Jaguar 1000 series, built in collaboration with customers like you. You said you wanted higher throughput. We achieved 20% higher throughput compared to the Jaguar 990 under similar conditions. You wanted better chop quality and efficiency. We achieved our best chop quality ever and our best fuel efficiency ever. It's performance inspired by the best. Ask your dealer about the Kwas Jaguar 1000 series.
We want Maxxed! We want Maxxed!
There's a full house in the stands tonight, and it sounds like they're demanding higher milk fat and lower feed costs.
These fans know that growing Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help producers increase milk fat production without increasing feed costs.
For dairy farmers, it's Plenish soybeans for the winning return on investment.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at the closing markets. From Chicago, December corn closed down to at 419 and three quarters, and November soybeans closed down 2.5 at 1031 and a quarter. December wheat closed down 3.5 at 520 and a quarter. Taking a look at dairy, October Class 3 milk contracts are trading up 7 cents at $16.94, and November Class 3 milk is trading up 6 cents at $16.96. 40-pound block cheese closed down 3 at $166.50, and double-A butter closed down 2 at $2.50. Did you know the Midwest Farm Report is on Instagram? You can follow us there at MWF Report or on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report. There you can follow along as Pam Yonke, Stephanie Hoff, Ben Jarbo, and myself tell the story of Wisconsin agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Upper 70s Thursday. Right now it's 73.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday, helping taxpayers understand just how much the private school voucher scheme is taking out of our wallets and our hometown schools.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Radio Network, 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. If that music sounds familiar, it might be because you're a fan of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Not just a great visual film, but the music, the vibes about it, it takes you right back to 1982 for those of us who are old enough to remember that. And in my opinion, as someone who lived through 82, I haven't felt vibes like this for the Brewers since then, and it's a special season today. And if you have not seen Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, I ran into somebody, by the way, this weekend, who the film came up, and they said, I just haven't had time yet. All right, no more excuses, because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, across Wisconsin, you can see it for free. And here to tell us all about it and to talk about the film, our friends of the program, Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, the director, producer, and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Sean, Kelly, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Todd.
It's always fun. Guys, lots to catch up on, but let's make sure we get to it, because I want to make this is really the thrust for you guys coming on back on today. Is we got this release that the movie is going to be shown tonight. And for those who don't know or don't follow the Brewers every day, first of all, what's wrong with you? But I got to get this quick plug out. You can listen, turn down the television and listen to it on the radio. The Brewers taking on the Texas Rangers tonight at 6:30 for the pregame show on the radio side. First pitch at 7 o'clock. You could hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, and WCQ in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward, our Brewers affiliates here at Civic Media. But guys, this doesn't happen very often now with all the different rights and everything, but Sean, it's going to be shown tonight on several broadcast stations, the FanDuel feed, correct?
It is, yes. We were just thrilled when our friends at Good Karma came and said, hey, we want to put this across the state in actual, like, over-the-air free TV broadcast, which, I mean, it's amazing, you know, to think that people can now just turn on their television, you know, check their local listings, turn on their television, and within this week and next week, you're going to be able to actually watch the film on TV, you know? No need to go to the theater, no need to worry about an app. It's right there for you.
And Kelly, you're former president of CBS Entertainment, of course. You know how these things work better than anyone else. How did you guys come upon this and make this happen? And before you answer that, we give you folks the station. We'll come back to it. And in Milwaukee, for those listening on our station, WAUK in Milwaukee, you can see it on CBS 58. That's WMLW. For our friends here in Madison that listen to us on WMDX, you can watch it on Channel 3000, WISC-TV, or TVW. In Wausau, WSAW. In Green Bay, WGBA and WACY. And in La Crosse, WKBT. Kelly, how does this happen that you guys got this film on broadcast television in Wisconsin?
Well, I think we start first with a disclaimer, which, as they say, check your local listings, right? Because they are not all airing at once. The one we know tonight is TV Wisconsin out of Madison, which is a part of WISC, but I believe it's channel 3.2 tonight.
Correct.
And they're airing the game, and it's right on after the game. We know we are on WMLW tomorrow in Milwaukee. I think that's at 6:30. And the rest of the state will kind of come up when it comes up. To be honest, we had a couple stations approach us and asked us, hey, we saw your movie. How can we air it? And as opposed to us going from station to station to station, we reached out to the good people at Good Karma and said, you already have a Brewers contact with several TV stations. Would it be possible to work together to essentially help clear us throughout the, you know, all over the state versus us going one by one by one? They jumped right on it. And the other kind of interesting twist here, they came back and asked, what if we aired on some of our Good Karma radio stations? And we were kind of like, okay, I guess. And then, you know, Sean and I went in and, you know, kind of closed our eyes and listened. And it was like, it kind of works on the radio too. So we'll see.
I'm excited about this. And like I said, I know Civic, we here have some of these Brewer affiliates as well. And I'm hoping at some point we could get it on those stations across Wisconsin as well. But just to reiterate for people listening to our show now in Madison, and also it'd be for our listeners on WRCE in Richland Center, they also get Channel 3 here out of Madison. If you have the old rabbit ears, go to, as Kelly said, it's 3.2 digitally, or if you have like YouTube or DirecTV, it's TVW on there, so you can watch it either way. Sean, tell us a little bit about the excitement in the air around this film. I mentioned I'm getting all the vibes I got from 82, but then you add in the celebration of life for Bob Uecker recently, and I know you guys were asked to put together the video for the in-stadium presentations.
Well, I mean, I think this whole past year has been all things Brewers, certainly for us. I mean, you know, releasing this movie in theaters last fall during, you know, that great, you know, great run to the playoffs. And then, you know, obviously, listen, with Bob Uecker passing and all of the outpouring of love and affection from the community and frankly, from around the country, you know, I believe, you know, again, it's all things Brewers. Kelly and I were really given the honor of creating the films for the Bob Uecker Celebration of Life, both the private one back in April and also the public one that was a couple weekends ago in Milwaukee at you know, American Family Field. I mean, that was a real honor. I think, you know, certainly for me, it's one of the greatest honors that you can have, you know, as somebody who puts together films and narrative to say, would you put together the story of Bob Uecker? I mean, how do you do that? Yeah. You know, I know I was floating for about 5 minutes and then I was like, oh my God, that's a real responsibility. And, you know, Kelly,
we have to do this and it has to be great. It's right. Like, this is one you can't phone in.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, we put we're on a deadline, but we put our heads down and, with our team of editors and the composers, I couldn't be prouder of what we put together. And in the stadium, it was a really spectacular and special day to hear people, you know, have you ever heard 42,000 people laughing at the same time? I haven't.
No.
And then have you ever heard a pin drop with 42,000 people? It was an incredibly special day. And it was just so thrilled to be a part of it. But but going back to the season, I personally haven't felt Brewers energy like this since 82. Mm-hmm. We've had good seasons, you know. 2018 was a really good season. Made the, you know, NLCS. You know, Team Streak was a really fun season. But no season like this. And I think there were a lot of similarities between, you know, Harvey Keene and Merv.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities between a guy like Robin Yount and Christian Yelich. Mm. I think, you know, but most of all, the palpable excitement for going to the stadium or turning on the game right now, it's at a fever pitch.
Yeah, it really is. We have earlier in the show, and you guys will appreciate this, that one of the great things about live broadcasting, we had a guy listening to the show earlier named Manuel, who is one of the engineers on Apple Plus TV. And he happened to be, and he called in, and we talked to him last hour, and was talking about the fact that Pat Murphy was the one that came up with the whole pancake, pocket pancake idea and quesadilla. And this guy, Manuel, he brought the maple syrup to last week's game out in Pittsburgh on Friday for Murphy to use on the air. So, I mean, this thing is just infectious. It doesn't matter who you are. And it's so much fun right now. Oh.
I mean, it really is. I mean, listen, the pocket pancake is epic.
Right.
You know, but you have, but also the Brewers, let's be honest, the Brewers haven't missed a beat.
Yeah.
Either in the front office or with the organization. I mean, that amazing home run derby they had at the end of July. I mean, they, you know, the team is great on the field, and the way that the organization is handling everything off the field, I mean, I count my lucky stars that I'm a Brewers fan this year.
Yeah, we're talking with Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, the director, producer, and producer, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can see it if you're listening to us in Madison or Richland Center on the CBS affiliate, at least their secondary channel, TVW. That's 3.2 digitally after the Brewers game tonight, which is going to be shown for free on that channel, and more stations, as they say, to come. I want to ask you both this, start with Kelly and then to Sean. Sean, well, I'll preface it for those that don't know, Sean founded a company called Cannonball Productions. You've worked with people like Minnie Driver. And let's start with Kelly. As former president of CBS, you worked with some of the biggest names in entertainment, Kelly, in your time at CBS. But what was it like for both of you to have the honor to do this work for Bob Uecker, someone who was a childhood legend, and you guys, as Wisconsinites, got to do this. And you got Bob Costas there, a huge name in broadcasting. Al Michaels, I know, was around. What was it like from your standpoint that working from the biggest names in the industry to this, Kelly?
I think just you have to set aside wanting to kind of pinch yourself that, hey, I'm with this person, and remind yourself at the same time, you know, we have a job to do. And I'll share this with the, especially about the Uecker interview. You know, Bob had been on the Tonight Show, you know, 100 times or whatever. And Bob kind of would lock into these kind of stories about his life. And we had to kind of keep pulling Bob. We only had limited time. We had to kind of keep pulling him back to 82. You know, like, Bob, that's great. 82, 82. And we got done and we looked at each other and we said, well, okay, we got what we needed. It was a little rambling, but we got what we needed. And then when the Brewers called and said, you know, asked us to do these videos, the first thing we did was went back and, you know, looked at this interview we had done. And I guess without us realizing it, and I'm not like super spiritual or anything, but Bob handed us the story of his life on a silver platter in his own words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people were like, how did you get all this? And it was like, we just interviewed him, and we had kind of one of the last interviews with him, but he gave us everything we needed to kind of do this assignment. And, you know, whether he knew it or not, I don't know, but there was a little bit of kismet and magic.
Aaron Zummer is our great producer, has something queued up here. I know that what was shown in AmFam Field, what we might have seen on FanDuel, might have been a little different, but I know this is you guys' stuff, because here's part of that interview that's in Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers, and Sean and Kelly's one of their last interviews with Bob Uecker. This is from the Celebration of Life.
National League race by an O's, the St. Louis Cardinals take on the Yankees in the World Series.
Johnny Keene informed the coaching staff that I would not play in the World Series because of that incident where I picked a tuba up and was walking around.
They had three Dixieland bands on the field playing prior to the World Series. And Roger Craig was standing alongside of me. And the band that was playing in left field put their instruments down. So there's a tuba laying up against near the bullpen. So Roger says, you go put that on.
So I grabbed this guy's tuba, and I was catching fly balls.
I dented it. First, I tried to get a trumpet on, and that was too small.
That's a little bit of Euchre's story there from the celebration of life. We're talking with Sean Hannish and Kelly Call of the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Got to do a little business, but we'll come back, talk about how you can see the film tonight for free across parts of Wisconsin, and more about the film. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on Civic Media.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
To everyone who feels young at heart, come treat yourself to our new cereal concrete mixers at Culver's.
For a limited time, we're blending our creamy, fresh frozen custard with your favorite cereals. Choose from chocolatey Cocoa Puffs, magical Lucky Charms, or my favorite, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Stop by Culver's or order ahead in the app or online and feel the joy in every spoonful. From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. National Voter Registration Day is coming up on September 16th, with nationwide events to encourage eligible voters to register and check their registration. With no national election as incentive this year, organizers point to local and special elections and a readiness to vote in the 2026 midterms as reasons to consider registering or reviewing registration status. The U.S. Census estimates 174 million Americans were registered to vote in 2024 out of an eligible voting age population of 236 million citizens. Pew Research found 18% of non-voters cited not being registered as a major reason for not voting. For those who are registered, changes in election law, such as more frequent purges of inactive voter registrations and lack of citizenship documents on file, could potentially make millions of Americans ineligible prior to the 2026 midterms. Many states offer online tools to check registration status. National Voter Registration Day's organizers said in a statement that over 1,700 community partners and 3,500 local organizations will participate this year, including municipalities, schools, and support agencies. More information for interested community partners is available at nationalvoterregistrationday.org. We have links to the site and our past series on why more Americans don't vote at americandemocracyminute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Milwaukee has the Brewers, and the Brewers have it all. With pitching in the clutch and how they bang that ball. We don't care who leads in spring, what counts is in the fall. World Series time is when you'll find our Brewers standing tall.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather. I'll tell you what it is. Beautiful in Wisconsin today. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, on the latest from Lambeau Field to get ready to take on the Washington Commanders on Thursday. And, of course, the Brewers playing tonight down in Arlington against the Rangers. Time for the radio broadcast pregame show. 6:30, first pitch just after 7 o'clock. You can also watch it on select stations across the state of Wisconsin on broadcast. As Letterman used to say, I hope one of your stations has been selected. And then stick around for Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers being shown here in the Madison CBS affiliate TVW 3.2 on the digital dial, or TVW on places like YouTube and DirecTV. Guys, Brewers, a weird game last night. The Crew dropped 5-0 to Texas, but I feel like they're due for a comeback to lead into the show tonight, or into the movie tonight. Sean, what was it like? The question I gave to Kelly before the break there, you've worked with some of the biggest names in Hollywood. What was it like doing this Euchre tribute for the celebration of life?
Honestly, I felt more pressure doing this Euchre tribute than I felt during almost any project in my life. Mm-hmm. Only because he's so well known and so well loved that, you know, as I said, like, you know, for a few minutes after we were asked to do this, my feet weren't touching the ground. I was floating. The honor was so, honestly, so profound. But then it was kind of like, oh, and by the way, you really can't screw this up. I mean, you know, yeah. there's a lot of, everybody loves Euchre. So, you know, I think both Kelly and I were like, okay, we really need a good approach. And I one of the things I'm proudest that we came up with was the idea of telling his life story in four bases.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Thanks. That just having a structure like that to be able to talk, because he lived such a big life. Mm. You know, his life it sprawls. You know, it's Hollywood, it's broadcasting, it's a member of the community, it's his charitable work. Anyway, I think that helped me get my head around, you know, being able to tell the story of such an incredible life. And, you know, I think we did it in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, it was incredible. Quick
go ahead, Todd.
Quick programming note. Sean's going to be on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba tonight as well. So big demand. Kelly, go ahead.
The pressure was there, but the payoff at the end was Bob Costas, Al Michaels, members of the Brewer staff, and Bob's son and family coming up to us afterwards, and either handshakes or hugs, and the compliments of "You got it, you got him, you showed him in a true manner to all the people here," and that I don't think that'll ever go away.
I think that's super cool, because having gotten to know you guys a little bit over the last couple of years, I know what reverence you have for people in the industry, even though for me, you guys are huge names in the industry. I look up to you, but to have people like Al Michaels, Bob Costas tell you guys you nailed it, that has to be better than any award you've ever gotten.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, when you have somebody's family come up to you and say, thank you, you know, that was perfect. You can't do anymore. I mean, that was the goal, was to honor the man and honor his life. And then, yeah, when Bob Costas is like, you know, basically comes up to him and says, you know, you guys are the backbone of this entire celebration.
Wow.
What you've done it's humbling, yeah. Frankly, because when we sat there in the audience of, you know, for the private event, there were 1,000 people there. And Kelly and I beforehand said, you know, of the 1,000 people, you and I have spent the least amount of time with Euchre of those 1,000.
Wow.
But we have to make a film that shows that, you know, we really, really understand, appreciate, and love this man, all that he's done. So
a huge honor. So well done. I want to read you guys this quick. This comes from our listener, Jane, in Madison, listening on WMDX this afternoon. She writes this: I saw the movie just a bit outside in theaters last year, and it led directly to a new interest in Brewer baseball this summer. And what a year to adopt that team. Enjoyed the film very much and recommended it to others. It taught me that winning isn't always everything, but the journey can be. Thank you. I mean, wow, Kelly. Kelly, what do you want?
I got nothing to say. Thank you. I think Sean and I are dancing around the same thing. That's what it's all about. The feedback we've gotten both from the film and the these Euchre videos, that's why we do this. And it's, you know, words can be really powerful, and we've heard some powerful words from people.
30 seconds each. What's the thing that you've seen recently and all the times you've seen it that you're seeing new and that people can watch it for free tonight? Sean?
I mean, I think, you know, one of my favorite parts of the film is actually when Ted Simmons and Pete Vukovich talk about pitching. There's a section in there where they talk about how to get hitters out that I could watch on a loop for the rest of my life. It's so inside baseball, but articulated so clearly that I think anybody walks out of the film, but that particular section, understanding a bit more about the game. So
yeah.
There's always a gem in there that I find that I look at as if it's for the first time.
Kelly, call 25 seconds.
I don't know that I see anything new, but emotionally I will catch or tear up in a different spot every time I watch it. And it could be the Gorman saying, thank the Lord, I played here. It could be the woman saying, hello, American League champion Brewers. Every time something new gets me.
If you listen to us in Madison or Richland Center, you can watch the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers for free after the Brewer game tonight on TVW 3.2. Other places, Milwaukee, Wausau, Green Bay, La Crosse. Stay tuned. We'll tell you, pass it on here when it becomes available. It's coming to you. Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, thank you so much for taking time. It means the world to us. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Todd. You're the best.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel launched strikes on a major U.S. ally today. It was targeting Hamas leadership. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the administration learned of the strikes on Qatar through the U.S. military.
President Trump immediately directed Special Envoy Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, which he did. The president views Qatar as a strong ally.
Qatar is a mediator in the Gaza ceasefire talks, and Rami Innocencio reports that further complicates things after the strike.
What becomes of this ceasefire and hostage negotiation from here on out?
Revised job numbers weren't so good, but Kelly O'Grady reports Wall Street might find a silver lining.
This introduces even more of a reason that some investors are saying, hey, we don't need just a quarter point rate cut. We need a half point rate cut.
And on Wall Street, stocks finished higher. The Dow was up nearly 200 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.